It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Arthur Eugene Bester was born May 19, 1879 in Dixon, Illinois, the son of Orson and Laura Bester. He attended school in Illinois, and at the age of 22, he graduated from the University of Chicago. From 1901 to 1903, Bester served as a professor of history and political science at Franklin College in Indiana, and also was a noted political science lecturer. In 1905, Bester became assistant general director at Chautauqua Institution, and in 1907 he was named director, which he served as for 8 years. In 1915, Bester became president of the institution and would continue to serve in that capacity for the remainder of his life. Almost immediately after his presidency began, he became a national force for adult education. Under his 25-year administration, the institution grew from an assembly for teachers and ministers with modest facilities to a wide-ranging summer program with a symphony orchestra, an opera company, a resident theater company, and celebrated lecturers. Bester was married to Jeanette Lemon, and their 3 children who survived to adulthood were Arthur E. Bester Jr., Mary Frances Bester Cram, and Charles Lemon Bester. Arthur Jr. became an important critic of American educational practices. Mary Frances was a leader of lay organizations in the American Baptist Church and the Young Women's Christian Association. And Charles became a composer of contemporary classical music and a music educator. Arthur Bester died on February 3, 1944, while still serving as president of Chautauqua Institution. Today, Bester Plaza in the institution is named in his honor. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.